This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Friday, October 10th, 2008. I'm Caleb Brown. The bachelor's degree is held up as a rite of passage, a demonstration of worth for the marketplace. So why don't most bachelor's degrees truly show the skills the marketplace demands? Charles Murray, author of the new book Real Education, believes the BA as a singular goal in education has outlived its usefulness, if it ever had any. We spoke following a forum for his book on Wednesday. What's wrong with the BA? What's the matter with it?
Well, except for the fact that it's meaningless and it costs a lot of money and wastes people's time and stigmatizes everybody who doesn't get one. Aside from that, it's just fine. All the things I just said are really true. If you don't have a BA, you are in some sense a second-class citizen socially. And that's especially crazy because the BA no longer really has any meaning unless it's in a few fields like engineering or the sciences.
Germany has a more clear cleavage between a standard college education and more vocational education. But as you just pointed out, there's this stigma associated with not getting the traditional standard degree and going into this vocational education, even though the people who have that type of education often have a high level of technical skill and often make a great deal of money doing what they're doing. How do we get rid of that stigma?
Well, for one thing, suppose you could get rid of the BA. I'm not saying that's easy, but suppose you did have certifications. What that would do, in effect, is treat all of post-secondary education as vocational education. And I think that's appropriate. If you think about it, in any career, all of us go through the same progression, whether we are carpenters or history professors. We start out as apprentices. We serve that apprenticeship. We slowly become competent. If we do become competent, we are journeymen. And those of us who are lucky or work hard enough become really good at it, we become master craftsmen. And I think it's appropriate to think in those terms so that you can see the commonality in any vocation in acquiring that kind of mastery. And there is nothing magic about the college degree which separates you out from that common trajectory.
How does this idea of getting rid of the BA meet up with what we think of as school choice?
Almost all parents are desperate to have their children go to college because they recognize the degree to which that if you don't get the BA these days, that the kids see themselves as failures. It's going to be a gradual process whereby the BA becomes demystified. It's helped along every time you have somebody who's really rich and successful who doesn't have a BA. So we need lots more Steve Jobs and Bill Gates, neither one of whom has a BA. We also need to have the substitute for the BA. You can't get rid of the BA, which does serve as a signal for employers, unless you replace it with something else, and that is what I refer to as certification. The good news here is there are lots of people, employers, who would much rather have a good, solid certification than this hard-to-interpret thing called a BA.
In software and a few other areas, those types of certifications already exist, but there is still that push to have a BA, even in those fields.
Yeah, I've always thought that Microsoft and Google would not care about the BA, that they'd be much more interested in evidence that the kid spent all his time in high school hacking into other computers. I'm told that, in fact, Microsoft and Google do look for BAs, and the good news here, I think, is they could be talked out of that. And you could sit down real easily with a Bill Gates, who has always made no secret of his desire to hire the brightest people as opposed to the people with training, and say, look, you don't care whether kids have BAs or not, and here's an alternative way that you could do your hiring. A lot of this depends on entrepreneurs in the testing companies and so forth who go out there and make this case. But I think that they're starting to do it. The reaction I get to this idea is remarkably positive from lots of different sources.
I can hear some of my high school teachers responding in my mind to your idea, and they are saying, but what you're going to lose is a common understanding of certain ideas of, in some cases, maybe the ideas of Locke and Hobbes and Paine and people like that, and you're not going to have people aren't going to be able to engage each other on this certain level.
Yeah, the way that all college graduates these days sit around talking about Locke and Hobbes. Yeah, tell me about it. The fact is that your high school teacher would be right to say to you as an individual, look, when you go to college, I don't care how focused you are on wanting to become a television producer or whatever, you are going to be cheating yourself if you don't expose yourself to the great ideas of the great thinkers in human history. So don't get too zeroed in. College counselors should be saying that. Parents should be saying that. That's one thing. It's another thing to go through the pretense that, oh, you're going to go, if you go to college, you will have these 4 years where you will do that stuff, when the fact is you won't. Kids are not coming out of college with this broad liberal education. They're coming out with a few courses they've taken to satisfy their major, and in many other cases, a bunch of other courses that fulfill the requirements and that they have chosen so that they can get through with as little effort as possible. I'm not saying that's true of all college students. It's true of an awful lot.
Charles Murray is author of such books as Losing Ground and The Bell Curve. His new book, Real Education, challenges many of the assumptions about college and who should go there. You can listen to the full book forum at cato.org.